Welcome to KISS FAQ Song Stories. In this series, we'll focus on the histories of some of KISS's best and least known songs. In this episode, Burning Up With Fever, originally released on Gene Simmons' solo album in 1978. Burning Up With Fever was one of Gene's song ideas that simply struggled to be realized, but never died due to lyrical or melodic pillaging. Unlike many of his other demos, which were divided and split or stripped, becoming fully realized KISS songs or solo album offerings, this one was recorded on multiple occasions in 1975 and 1976, before finding a home on Gene's eclectic solo album in 1978. A KISS outcast of the third degree, its continued evolution might have been a subtle case of contrarian spite, though Gene is well known to have tinkered with his compositions. Yet it's odd in a sense that it was rejected for use on multiple KISS albums, including Dressed to Kill, Destroyer, and even Side 4 of Alive 2. In Behind the Mask, Gene described the song as a cross between the Jeff Beck song Rock Me Baby and the guitar scale that Leslie West used in Mississippi Queen. Once those inspirational ingredients had been mixed together, what came out was described in the Destroyer 45 liner notes as much funkier. The song was among four KISS demoed in Studio A at Larrabee Studios in Los Angeles on January the 24th and 25th, 1975, with Neil Bogart producing. If the date on Gene's lyric sheet for the song is correct, then the original lyrics had only been written on January the 3rd, during a week off from touring. However, that date could also refer to something else, such as an initial demo being cut. The lyric sheet also suggests that Gene originally titled the song Daddy Long Legs, A Thing of Beauty, which will trigger some fans' Van radar. Daddy Long Legs was the name that Gene later wanted Van Halen to adopt, and the one he recorded them under for their demo sessions in 1976. It was a title he was somewhat fixated with, along with his appreciation of arachnid-inspired jewelry. Other interesting notes on that lyric sheet suggest that Gene had several other song ideas or song titles at the time, including Man of a Thousand Faces, Drive Me Wild, Don't Want No Romance, She Wanted the Boys, and Jelly Roll. The last one of those had certainly been written by the autumn of 1974. So a quandary arises, not that it matters at all within the overall context of the song. Which came first, the version recorded for Gene's cutting room acetate, which also included material likely dating from 1976, or the Larrabee session? The two versions are clearly different, both lyrically and structurally. However, in January 1975, the song wasn't the sort of upbeat, happy records that make people forget their troubles, as Neil described in Billboard. Not surprisingly, it was rejected for use on the Dressed to Kill album. However, by that same premise that had been offered by Neil in Billboard, it's interesting that he permitted material like It or Mistake, a leftover from the first album era, to even be recorded in January, considering the financial issues afflicting the label. One would have thought he would only be recording material that would give him a jump start on the next piece of KISS product. It may simply be a matter that the four songs recorded were the most advanced in terms of recordability that KISS were able to prepare during the 2 days of rehearsals at SIR Studios prior to that recording session. The speed and clarity of the currently circulating Larrabee demo is subpar at best. The song starts with an animalistic growl by Gene before the bass and guitars unleash. The bass is high in the mix, and like the other demos, the vocals seem to be affected with a slight echo. Clearly, Paul and Ace have their guitar parts down pat, and Peter's backbeat is solid with his signature restrained fury of the period. Paul comes through solidly with vocals on the gang chorus. The standout part of the song, though, is a scorching guitar solo. A good sampling from the catalog of Ace-isms are present and fully accounted for, and it seems particularly well structured for the arrangement, along with additional lead patterns that precede the continuation of the verse. Lead overdubs continue to the end of the piece, which rockets along before ending succinctly. Gene was never one to give up on an idea, though he noted in the Vault liner notes that he was dissatisfied with the sonics of the song. Regardless, the Larrabee demo had displayed a fully formed song with a decent enough arrangement. Where the dating of the Larrabee demo is definitive, the dates for the sessions for the remaining versions remain unknown. Even with a March 1975 notation on the modified lyric sheet, sequentially, the next consideration of the song occurred during the group's pre-Destroyer demo sessions at Magnagraphic Studios in mid-1975. At that time, road manager J.R. Smalling filled in for Peter Criss on drums. The Catman was purportedly on vacation during one of the band's infrequent downtimes. Ace Frehley's participation might also be in question, with a rudimentary guitar solo in comparison with the January demo. Released in an edited form on The Vault as Burning Up With Fever No. 1, the tempo is taken down and the song made less poppy and more menacing, though in some parts, Gene uses an Elvis-like vocal delivery. This version appears to be a bit of a hatchet job of the circulating demo. At 56 seconds in, there are hints of a cut and paste from a section later in the song where the solo begins, particularly for the last line of the chorus, which replaced the growl leading into the vocal of the third verse. The complete recording was released on Kiss's 45th Anniversary Super Deluxe Edition of Destroyer in 2021. But in 1975, the demo was rejected and not pursued for the Destroyer album. The Cutting Room Acetate demo is more rudimentary in recording quality, though much better sonically than the currently available Larrabee version. Gene's vocal is more stilted, and the drumming is very basic. The same applies to the guitars, both rhythm and the valiant attempt at a brief solo, which attains mediocrity. Vocally, the chorus sounds almost comfortable. The arrangement certainly drags, with the track running well over 4 minutes, even taking into account possible speed correction issues from the master referenced. This version was released on the Gene Simmons Vault as Burning Up With Fever No. 2 in 2018. Unfortunately, the Vault version has been edited down, losing more than a minute duration. Sonically, it's also been mauled with more hiss than the vinyl transfer and brickwalling, suggesting that EQ and other tinkering with the sonics may have impacted the overall quality. The Vault book confirms that the demo was a Simmons solo studio effort, plus session drummer Bill Letang. He had been introduced to Gene and Paul by engineer Corky Stasiak. Notations on the accompanying lyric sheet show that the second line's lyrics was changed from the January 1975 vocal. Twice rejected by Kiss, the song was probably re-recorded as the band members started thinking about their solo albums.
I'm burning up with fever.
The song wouldn't be used for Rock and Roll Over either. Oddly, it was included on a list of prospective Simmons compositions for consideration for the Alive 2 studio side, along with Radioactive, a song titled Rock and Roll Over, Rocking in the USA, and Suspended Animation. It's hardly surprising that Gene included the song on his solo album. Regardless of any artistic reasons, having been recorded for multiple sessions, the song's master was likely owned by Casablanca due to the terms of their 1973, 1975, and 1977 contracts. This situation also applies to at least seven other songs on the album. So, much of the album may simply have been a matter of Gene leveraging pre-existing material without giving the label further control of new masters, or sides, as songs were referred to individually. Admittedly, like See You in Your Dreams, Gene's dissatisfaction with the previous recording efforts may have been the sole driver. For the 1978 recording, much of the funk had been fully discarded, with the song taking on a more straight-ahead rock delivery. Gene sang more in character vocally, paralleling the character he had evolved into by that time. Casablanca's Queen of Disco, Donna Summer, provided the backing vocals on the studio recording. According to Gene in Kiss and Make Up, she blew the roof right off. Producer Sean Delaney recalled the session. A funny thing happened with Donna Summer, because I had used her on Tunnel of Love. When I first walked in, she tried to fool me by suddenly speaking to her manager in German. Well, I had just been living in Germany for about a year and a half, so as she was sitting there thinking she was speaking behind my back, I just jumped in with German and said, "Excuse me, but if you're going to have to speak German, then that's cool, but a lot of people here don't really understand what you're saying, so you might as well just speak English." I thought she was going to die because she was saying rude things. The transition from the album's opening track to Burning Up With Fever included a connective classical guitar part performed by John Shane Howell. The 1978 solo cut also included guest spots by Jeff Skunk Baxter on guitars. Neil Jason probably performed the bass and Alan Schwartzberg the drums. Gene also told Steve Rosen for Record Review, "Burning Up With Fever is all me doing the riff through the song." Burning Up With Fever didn't make the best of the solo album's releases in most markets other than in Chile, though it was regularly pegged by critics and reviewers as one of the standouts on the album.
Lovely.